Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back. Chicago Exotica, and I've got my sexy ladies that have been with me on my Team Texas booth, Coco and Diamond.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, I almost called you Candy, but I know both of y'all like Candy because you're so sweet.
Yeah.
You've been shaking that ass all weekend long at Chicago Exotica. I love you girls. Your energy is so amazing. I love that the fans are getting to know you guys a little bit more. I feel like you guys have had a bigger scene here at Chicago than we did Jersey. How does that feel to have a line for you, have pictures being taken for you? How does that feel?
It really feels surreal because you actually get to meet the fans, and I love meeting the fans and talking to them and getting to know them and seeing what they like.
Ooh. What they like, Coco? What they like?
They like a lot of ass.
All that ass and that thong. You know, when you're at the Team Texas booth, it's all ass every day. We twerk. We do a contest on stage. So you know what it is. What about you, Diamond?
I love it. I love meeting the fans. I don't know. I love the expressions, how happy they are. They're like, oh my God, you smell so good. You feel so soft. So it's different, like, seeing them through a screen versus, like, in person. You know what I mean? So meeting new people is exciting.
So what is one of the most craziest fan interactions that you've had here at the show? Maybe this last show or this show. Is there anything maybe that fans request or maybe just say to you that you're just like, think a little bit different, or you've never been said it before because you ladies have been in the strip clubs, you work on your OnlyFans, you're doing your thing. So sometimes, like you said, the third party situation, sometimes we know that our fans like it because they're buying it, but we don't really get the interactions of what they're really saying.
Right.
What they saying to you out there in those lines, girl?
I'll say yesterday a guy was like, can you fart in my mouth? I would literally suck the fart out your butt. And I'm like, no.
I'm a lady.
I'm not gonna bend over and fart. I'm a lady.
Did you politely say, no, thank you? Or was he like, come on, come on, come on. How much did he offer?
Yeah, he was only going to offer me like 20, 40 bucks.
Oh, hell no.
Not sucking a fart out of my ass.
Sucking's a lot. Maybe if you just did it in front of him. But again, ladylike, you know, why you just do that in front of somebody's face, though?
Exactly.
But I have heard about girls selling their farts in a jar on OnlyFans.
Really?
The smell of what it is.
Shut up.
And then a girl also actually went to the hospital because of it, because she was doing so many requests for these fart-smelling cans.
That's crazy.
She was doing their Fiverr thing. It was like a whole, I'm a 90 Day Fiancé type of fan.
Yes.
So she was one of the 90 Day Fiancé type of girls. You know, my guilty pleasure, don't judge me, private talk. But you know what? I love it every day. Actually, I'm missing it right now on Sunday, but I got it on DVR. Don't worry. Don't you worry. What about you, Coco? Is there any weird fan requests? Or maybe just not even weird, but maybe just something a little bit more like took you back a little bit?
Well, because I don't wear deodorant, I do all natural with the lemons. So I had a lot of people wanting to lick my armpit. They want to lick it.
Do your fans know that you don't do deodorant and that you do the lemons? Is that why they're asking, or they just want that dirty?
Yes, I do make it known that I do that. So I don't think I am natural. I do not.
Hey, do you sell those lemons? You make any lemonade out of there?
That's a great idea. If you want some, get some.
Miss Texas is full of great ideas. Why do you think you ladies are here?
Yeah.
You ever need an answer? I got you. I love it. So what was your first celebrity crush?
My first celebrity crush when I was younger was the Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys. Did you have a favorite, or was it all of them?
It was all of them.
You had to get ganged by them motherfuckers, huh?
No.
Gang banged down with Coco and the Backstreet Boys? Have you ever contacted one of them or even met them in a club at a certain time later on?
No, they was like my first crushes. Like, and then I got older and I was like, yeah.
You're like, next. Yes. I think AJ, one of the members on there. I met him at I was hosting a Playboy party at the Playboy Mansion, And he came up to me, AJ McLean or AJ something, I don't remember, forgive me, Backstreet Boys. But he was a big fan, and he was like, I just had to meet you. I was like, really? I grew up with you when you were as a kid. So it was like, it was a fun little moment. He was on my wall at one point. More of like a 98 Degrees in sync kind of person. But you know, all the boy bands back then, they just went all sexy, girls. What about you, Diamond? Who was your celebrity crush?
I would say Michael Jackson was my first one.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Oh, I love me some him.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
At the time that he was alive, did you ever slide into his DMs, or were you too young, girl?
I was too young. I think Michael died when I was like 12.
Oh, shit.
I was way too young.
Way too young.
But if he was still alive, yes.
He could have get it if he was still alive?
He could have got it.
Okay.
Yeah, he could have got it.
You think Michael liked all that ass?
He gonna have to.
He gonna like it if you like it.
He gonna love it.
What is your dating life like? As being an entrepreneur like yourself, you're in the strip clubs, you do your OnlyFans like I said, you're an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. What is your dating life like? Are you single? Are you looking? Are you on dating apps?
I'm not on dating apps. I don't really look for anything. I let it come find me. I feel like that's the best way to do things, especially when you're so busy being an entrepreneur and handling your own business. I'd rather it come to me. Everything else comes to me anyway. So
you single?
Yeah, something like that.
You in a situationship?
Something like that.
So you might have a shot, Private Top. Maybe start with
might have
DMs,
a shot.
Maybe, but she's in a situationship or something like that.
And there's
maybe.
No ring on this finger, so you know.
Hey, you heard her. You heard Diamond. You heard it. She needs some diamonds on that finger to make her be really solidified and locked down on the key.
Yes.
What about you, Mama?
I am on no dating sites. I'm kind of scared of those. I like to meet people in person and feel their vibe. I am single, but I like about being an entrepreneur, like I meet people in the field, and I would like to meet people that like know like what we do and is like okay with it. Don't judge us.
So have you been judged before in your past relationships?
Very much. And they met me like this, so it's like, this is how you met me.
You know, that just means that an insecure man, sometimes as females, what we do, we want, you know, validation from men, but when we try to turn those red flags pink and then to green, we already fucked up.
Yeah.
So remember that. Miss Texas said, we don't turn red flags back. We take them for what they are. And you are too big of a queen and too big of a boss to fuck with any of that motherfucker.
Period. Yes.
What makes you smile, Coco?
Makes me smile? I just love, like, gifts, like, just like you not even ask me what do I want, like you bringing me like, oh, I know you would like this, and just confident that you knew I liked it, and
so
I
love
it.
That's your love language.
Yes, it is.
You like that. What about you, baby?
I feel like I love gifts too. Every girl loves gifts.
Yes.
Like, so that's what always make me smile. But maybe like, you know, them being funny. I love a funny guy. Make me laugh.
Are you funny too?
I definitely got jokes. I'll make you laugh all day.
Well, you know, I haven't heard any of these jokes because as much as y'all are in my booth, y'all don't talk to me that much. You show me love and you respect me, but I need to hear these jokes, girl. I like to laugh too.
I know. I'm a funny ass bitch.
Yeah. I'll be telling you some funny things.
I'm gonna make you laugh one of these days.
Ooh, you heard it here first, Private Talk. She gonna make me laugh. Hey. What is your biggest pet peeve?
In a man?
She said, ugh. And this is what she... In a man, in life, anything.
I hate bullies.
Bullies?
Yeah, that's just a pet peeve of mine.
Were you bullied as a kid?
I don't think I was necessarily bullied because I was always like the popular girl and the nerd kind of thing. So I was friends with both ends. But I was around and friends with a lot of unnecessarily.
So you just saw what was going on.
Yeah.
Did you ever like stand up for people that were being bullied?
Definitely. I'm definitely well-spoken and like outspoken when it comes to like things that I feel is right and wrong. So yeah, I don't like that.
Stand your ground.
Arrogance, stuff like that. I don't like it.
Okay. And what about you?
Well, my pet peeve in men is I hate when a man's not about his word. Like if you say you're going to do something and I'd even ask and you don't do it, I just hate that. That's a red flag.
Fuck around, don't fuck around, don't fuck around, Miss Coco. You heard? If you're going to be about it, be about it.
Yeah.
What can I ask you? Best pickup line ever used. I know you ladies hear a lot of men saying bullshit kind of thing. So let's hear your best and worst pickup line. What do they even say anything, or are they just like, hey, you coming with me?
You know, since my name is Diamond, they always say like, oh, I got a diamond in the rough. Or like, oh, shine bright like a diamond, like Rihanna song all the time. I get that.
You roll your eyes every time, huh?
No, I really just be like, like do one of those fake, like,
the internal
so cute.
Eyes.
Yeah, like so cute.
So you want something more clever?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I can't even think of a clever
So that's the worst. What's the
best? That's the worst. The best?
Or has any pickup lines ever been worked on you?
Yeah, but I don't remember what it was. Oh my God, it was so good.
The dick was just good that you were mesmerized.
Yeah,
huh?
Yep. You dick, got me.
Dickmatized is a real thing, private talk. You know, if you lay down that dick good, ladies like these sexy women right here may just be in your bed, your home, your whole life. They be changing your shit. What about you, Coco?
I actually like it when people come up to me and say, "You're Coco, so let me be iced tea." Ooh. I actually love it. That's how I love it because
that's kind of cool, though. Yes. Kind of cool, though.
It was when I was in high school, people would call me Coco because of that. So I just kind of was like, you know what? I like her. It's not a joke. That's for real.
Have you ever
I like
met
her.
Coco?
No,
Coco?
But I would love to.
Okay.
I would love to.
I love that. What about worse?
The worst, I hate when people just. Maybe that stupid shit that, you fell from heaven. You fell on my face.
They still be using that shit?
Yes, girl, very much.
Next!
That's old.
Have you ever gotten a tattoo that you regretted?
Very much.
You're like, where do I count the ways? Which
where
one did
I
you
start?
Regret?
Honestly, I regret doing
are they visible that you regret?
Well, I got this when I was 16, and I'm about to get it covered up just because. It's just, I was young. I got
it's
in the
a
garage.
Bible on your what's that say?
It's a Bible quote, love is patient, love is kind. I love
okay,
it, but
I
it's
like
just,
that.
It was a 16-year-old me. I'm older now, so.
Okay. Yeah. What are you covering up with?
I'm not sure yet. That's why
okay.
I haven't got it done yet. I'm not
okay,
sure.
Okay, I like
take
that.
My time.
To be continued, to
yes.
be continued. Maybe you can see it on her OnlyFans. She's an OnlyFans girl. She's a Team Texas girl. She's about to cover it up, so you should just always, if you should keep it guessing, you keep it with Coco.
Give me some ideas.
Hey, I got a lot of them, so we can work it out. We can work it out. What about you, baby?
I actually have no tattoos.
None? Okay. Neither do
tattoos. I'm a pure body.
I have none.
Oh my God.
None.
And do you think about it? Because I love tattoos. I have nothing against it, but.
So you thought about getting one?
Of course.
Would you, or is it just like you don't, you still know what you like?
I want to get one of my biggest. Okay, I'm not gonna set a goal. Let me not say a goal. I'm gonna say something I want to do is like get someone's name tatted on me.
I was gonna say, do not. I'm like the only thing you do is do not say a name. That's the biggest curse.
I know. Is it?
It's a
it
curse.
Is.
They say anytime you get a name that you usually will not end up with that person.
Stop.
All the time.
It's
swear.
A curse.
So, it's like within 2 weeks, they're done.
Stop. I don't know about 2 weeks, that's a fast track program, but you know what I'm not.
Okay, 2 weeks.
But for sure. Because it's a curse.
Never heard of that.
Because after that point, I mean, my opinion on it is that no one is owned to each other.
Right.
You're owned to someone because you want to, because we desire things, we want things, whatever, but it's an intellectual thing.
Yeah.
It's a mutual thing where it's a consent thing.
Yeah.
Not that you're not consenting to get that tattoo, but as soon as you tat it on somebody, they think they own you, bitch.
Yeah.
And then, you know what?
I believe it.
So, and let people get a name. You can get Team Texas. You get Alexis. Say, I won't ever leave you. I won't ever leave you. But
Team
a man,
Texas.
Yes.
I don't know about that. We gotta have a conference about this.
Where's
Sam Davis?
I haven't did it yet. But you know, it's cute. It's a cute thought, right?
It's not cute.
If a guy has diamond on him, and I got like somebody.
He can put it on him, but you don't. When he gets his first, and you be like, and you don't do that.
I never do it.
No. You get something real small, something that's easy to be covered up.
Literally, I was like, whoop.
Initial, maybe, but you still cursed. Watch.
See, that's what.
Watch.
Okay. I don't want that.
I'm not wishing it upon you.
Yeah.
But it is a
I don't want it
even no more. Even your homegirl said. She said 2 weeks. It was like, I was like, that was at least a year.
Yeah. Okay. Scratch the tattoos.
Hey. Okay. Do you carry around condoms in your purse?
Me? I do not.
No condoms?
No, I think it's like, it's not trash, it's safe. But I don't know, for some reason, just I would feel weird.
Like if someone was like, let's do this, and you're like, but I have this. Is that why it's weird, or what makes it weird?
Because I'm not like spontaneous like that, where I'm like, let's do it right here in the bathroom. Like,
so you a relationship sex kind of person?
Not like relationship, I like to be in like a hotel or a home. I want to feel like the love.
So you want it to be like planned out?
Yes.
So it's not like, hey, you met someone at the club and you're fucking.
No. Yeah, I don't want that.
No, you don't want that.
No.
Problem. And you?
I would say
you look like you got a condom in your purse right now. I want to do a purse check.
I might have a really old one in there. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Maybe not. No, I don't really carry condoms like that. Like, at my home, it might be somewhat.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I don't really carry, you know, because I don't be out and about, like, you know?
Yeah. Why you act like you had a backpack, like, door,
like,
exploring?
I don't be like, I'm like, on an adventure for dick. Like, I don't know.
The dick finds you.
Yes. Yeah, dick finds me. Dick finds me.
Have you ever taken a souvenir home from a partner? Or a hookup or a one night stand?
Yes.
What was that souvenir?
A hoodie.
A hoodie? You still wear that shit?
No, I have it up. Like, it's hung in a certain area.
Oh, it's like it's framed?
No, it's not framed. It's just in a certain area. Away from all my other clothes.
With the scent
on it.
I'm like, you masturbated that shit the way that you were like, it's in a separate section in my home. I may or may not wear it sometimes.
I might wear it with a bra and panty.
Okay, mommy. Your souvenir.
Same, just like t-shirts and t-shirts? Stuff. Something simple with their smell on it.
So how many t-shirts do you have in this, like, is it like a, it's like this is the souvenir
pile? Like their separate dresser. Definitely okay. Has its own pile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a rack, like a clothing rack.
A rack? Goddamn.
But it's my.
She's organized.
I am. I try to.
It's color coded. It's from the season
here's
of the year.
The white one,
this is
the
fall
green
season
one.
2019, summer season 2020.
I kid you not. I kid you not. I definitely have a rack.
You gotta get to take a picture and send that shit to me.
Okay.
This is the clothing rack.
Yes.
All right, with being in such a busy lifestyle that we live, you go from sometimes a club, sometimes a conventions, whatever, or what kind of daily rituals do you kind of live by to like ground yourself and keep you motivated to keep coming back to these things?
I still talk to my family every day, all of them, mom, dad, sister, daughter, all the thing. And what helps me is praying. I pray.
Okay, I love that.
I'm a really big person when it comes to like manifesting. And my supporters keep me going, and I always pray and manifest me becoming bigger every year.
Yeah.
So coming to Exotica, I feel like I do just that. Like everything goes up, my following, OnlyFans, all that. So.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I think it's really important to really stay grounded. If it's family, if it's like certain things, I feel like we all need. You know, it's a comeback to reality, and not that this isn't a reality, but you also need to be, humble ourselves and be like, hey, this is where we came from, and this is where we're going.
Yeah.
And we're only going up.
Yep.
Team Texas, we only go up. What would you say is one of your biggest strengths?
My biggest strength is I feel like happy. I'm just a happy person. I like that.
Okay.
I think that is a strength.
For sure it is.
I like that.
Diamond, what's your biggest strength?
I feel like my biggest strength is probably my loving aura.
Yeah.
I feel like that exudes out from whoever I meet. They notice it. Like, that's my biggest strength. I can get people together.
You have a big heart.
Yeah, I have a big heart.
Okay.
I have a big heart.
I feel like you're like a hugger. You like to hug people.
I definitely am a hugger.
Okay.
I'm a hugger, yeah.
I see you. You are seen. All right, guys. We're going to play a little game called Truth with Texas. It's going to be a little bit more racier questions. It's going to be romantic, spicy, naughty, kinky. All those fun things that we all love. So let's go to Nani first. Blindfold or handcuffs?
Blindfold.
Blindfold.
Choked or spanked?
Choke me.
Ooh. Lights on or lights off?
Off.
We can do it on sometimes.
She said, we can do it on. She's a little romantic over there. Do you like dirty talk?
Yes.
Yes.
Give me an example of your dirty talk, Coco.
Ooh, I love when he just talks to me and he's just like, that's my pussy.
Ooh.
My pussy. Ownership of the pussy. Diamond?
I love dirty talk.
What's an example of your dirty talk that you like? Do you like the man to talk dirty to you, or you like me talking dirty to them?
No, I like them talking to me. I love feedback.
Okay.
I love feedback. So, I don't know. I like it when they be like, should I go faster, baby? Like, should I go slower?
So you just like the communication within the process of what we're doing.
I love that. Yeah.
Check back with me.
Yes.
See what's going on. Are we good?
Feedback.
All right. Test the temperature.
Yes.
Take that dick in.
Slow it down.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I hear what it sounds like? Daddy, harder. I think she likes it. Diamond, what is your dirty?
Oh, my God.
Oh my god.
That's it. It's like,
girl,
oh my god.
You're not selling nothing.
Oh my god.
You must be really convincible and you're like, oh my god.
Oh my god. Guys love that expression. Do they not?
It works for you. I love it. I'm asking the questions. You're giving them to me and I appreciate it. If y'all men, if you're fucking, I can't even, or your fans on OnlyFans buy those customs that say that. More power to them. Go get those customs. Go get those fucking clips that they do, because these ladies are sexy mamas.
Yeah.
Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy.
Sloppy or clean?
Bitch, you a clean hoe.
Yeah.
She's like...
you'll catch me on a good night being messy, but...
What kind of alcohol does it take for you to get messy?
Tequila, reposado.
Amigos.
Ooh, reposado.
Got him.
Yeah.
All right, spicy question. Worst hookup story?
I would say it would be like, the hookup story would be it didn't last. Like, literally in, out.
Not even a 1 minute, man?
Not even 3 seconds. And it's just gummy worm.
Oh, no. We don't like the gummy worm. No.
No.
I don't know.
Waste of a body.
Yeah, that's probably the...
If you did all that, it don't count.
Even count.
I'm like, it don't count.
When it's really quick, like, yes. I'm talking pumps. 3, 4, 5 pumps. Girl. And you're like, are you serious? I showered for this.
Have you said that? Are you serious?
Yes.
After this?
I just would never talk to you again.
Blocked. Private talk, you heard it. You don't 3-pump jump. We don't do none of that, because she gonna block you, and she's gonna tell you what the fuck are you doing. All right, have you ever broken up with somebody because they're bad in bed?
Yes.
I wouldn't date anyone if they were bad in bed. So we wouldn't even go that far.
There's a sexual standard to get on your like boyfriend list.
Yes.
Or girlfriend, are you date boy, men and women?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Sexual standard.
Yes.
Have you ever thrown up on somebody during sex? Giving a blowjob, maybe too drunk, maybe too much Casamigos, too much whatever. Have you ever thrown up on something?
No, I was close though.
Definitely close to gagging.
Did you swallow it?
Yes. I definitely swallowed it back down. And I was like,
That's my girl.
Yes.
Can't let this come up.
You didn't say yes to, or you're almost. Yes. Almost.
It was like almost, just a little bit, just like, oh, keep going. We got this.
Got it. All right, romantic questions. Favorite part of body of the opposite sex?
I love the biceps. Like, not too big, but just like enough to pick me up.
Okay.
Yeah, I like their chests and shoulders.
So they gotta be fit men.
Yes.
They can be fit, like be a little fit. I don't really like a dad bod.
They're fine.
They can have a little stomach.
A little stomach.
Okay. That's okay.
The money gut.
Yeah, the money gut. That's what we call it.
I've never heard that. I like that. What are turn-ons for you?
I love when somebody knows where my spot is without having to tell them. Like, right there, it's right there.
You know what right there is.
Yes.
Turn-ons for me are like kisses. Kisses on my neck, my back.
You a lovey-dovey type of
I am. I'm a Virgo, so okay. You know, we're really lovey-dovey.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
Sex on the first date?
Yes.
If the vibes are right, yes.
Yes.
I love you. Maybe, bitch. You gotta try me first. Foreplay or sex?
Foreplay.
Sex.
Sex all day, sex. All day. What are deal breakers for you in a relationship?
Just like the lying, like I'm not dumb. I've been a dancer for over 7 years.
Be
been
honest.
Doing this for a while. Like, I know.
Okay.
Yeah. When things get dry for me, you know, we're not doing any dates, anything fun. We're just always in the house. Like, that's
annoying.
Deal breaker, yeah. You're not ambitious. You don't want to take me out.
So you need someone who's going to stay active.
Yeah, because I'm an active girl.
Still have, like, the chase.
Yeah, have the chase.
Okay. All right, last set of questions. Kinky. Most number of times you've had sex in one day, Diamond?
Ooh. I'll say a few times.
No, I need a number, baby. I don't
three.
Need a few.
I would say three, yeah.
Not even that many.
I know. I know. I haven't went too crazy. Like, it'll be morning, afternoon, night.
Okay.
I say about seven.
That's my girl. I need a thing. You know, we're doing an all day session. I need a three. I'll be mad.
That'll be crazy.
She will be mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like the Energizer Bunny. You know, I just keep going and going and going and going. Have you ever been in an orgy?
No.
No.
I don't believe your answer.
I know that wasn't convincing, but I haven't. But I would like to be.
You're
maybe
open.
One day.
One that, like,
I'm open.
It's been like four girls, like me
that's
plus
an orgy.
Three.
Of,
it is
that's
okay.
An orgy. It's more. I think it's more than three or four.
Okay, so it's four girls.
Male or female?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm open. I'm open to it.
Okay. Ever been walked in on masturbating?
Yes.
No.
Do you keep going, Coco?
Depends who it is.
So you've walked into multiple times.
That's crazy.
You lock your door, girl.
That rose is calling my name.
Oh my God.
The rose. I did promo for the rose. I think it's a lot of love. Like, it's
yeah,
a lot
that
of
rose
love.
Gets a lot of love.
Ooh. Favorite time of day to have sex?
I like nighttime.
Yeah. Okay. Nighttime for sure.
Nighttime booty calls. Yeah. I love it. I like it. I love it. All right, ladies, those are all of Miss Texas's questions. Please let us know where we can support you, what you have going on. You got some t-shirts here, you got some new merch. Tell us about that.
Okay, I'm on OnlyFans, KOKO, The Finesse Kid, and then you can buy a t-shirt. It's in my link tree, the QR code. You can scan it. Follow me on Instagram, KOKO, Finesse with two E's.
You heard her.
And you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, OnlyFans at Beauty Hannes. Here are my shirts, really cute. Got them purple, black, all my favorite colors.
Got that Prince vibe.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
get
yeah.
The Prince vibe.
We love that.
Love it.
It's matching your dress.
You know, purple
yes.
is a good color.
It is.
Color.
It's royalty.
It looks good on you.
This is true. And Miss
yeah.
Texas is royalty, so I got to wear it.
Yes.
Is there anything you ladies would like to ask Miss Texas before we get off Private Talk?
Did you have fun this weekend?
I always have fun. It's always a lot of work. It's always a lot of fun time. They're long hours. My feet hurt. They don't like
yes.
me, but I like it. It gives,
yeah.
it feeds my soul to see that the fans really interacting with what we do, from the podcast to the merch to the girls that I bring here at the booth. It's been Chicago. It's the first time I've been here in 5 years. Just to come back and have the love that I did, even for the twerk contest, it was the most number of girls we've ever had. It was like 30 girls
yeah.
the first day. It's been a lot of fun. I can't complain, and we will be back.
Yes,
we'll be back.
You
yes.
got anything for me?
No, not really. I'm just happy that we're here,
yes,
and it was a
happy.
Great turnout. The twerk fest was amazing. Like, I love seeing all the girls twerking ass. Like, it's exciting. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I appreciate you. I hope that you love this interview. Make sure that you go and follow my Team Texas girl, Coco and Diamond. Go check out their OnlyFans, support them, love them, do all that shit. They kinky as a motherfucker. They were lying to me a little bit, but I'll let them pass this time. Until we meet again, Chicago.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.